Hello.
Hi, Alicia.
Yes.
Hi, is this a good time to talk about the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I'll just take about less than 20 minutes here. Again, my name is Natalia, on a recorded line, calling about the Depo Provera lawsuit. I did have the intake here that we started the other day. Let me just verify some quick information. You were diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, correct.
Yes, okay. And then we did have medical information. I got Dr. Jacqueline King at South Bay Medical Center?
Correct.
Okay, so that's where you were diagnosed. Is that where you were treated as well, or did you go somewhere else?
No, I was treated there.
You were treated there, okay. And where did you receive the injection for the Depo Provera? What facility?
Oh, wait, hold on one moment. Ah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's why I got the shot at. Yeah, sorry about that.
It was at South Bay as well?
No, I got the shot at South Bay.
You got the shot there. Okay.
And I was treated at Providence Company of Mary Medical Center in Torrance.
Providence Medical Center, you said?
Yes.
Medical Center. Where was that located?
4101 Torrance Boulevard, Torrance, California, 90502.
Okay. Providence Mary Medical Center in Torrance. Okay, 1 second. Let me just copy the address here. Okay, and have you ever been diagnosed with cancer previously?
You said what?
Have you ever been diagnosed with cancer previously?
No.
No, okay. And what was the date of the diagnosis of the meningioma?
You said what? I can barely hear you. Huh?
Yes. What was the date of the diagnosis for the meningioma?
Oh, it was April 21st of 2023.
April 23rd. Okay. Was it a meningioma of the brain or the spine?
It was a brain tumor, and I said I was diagnosed the 21st of April of 2023.
Okay, thank you. And what is your date of birth?
9-8-90.
9-8-90, okay. And do you know anyone else that was injured by the Depo Provera?
No.
No, okay. And did you use the injectable contraceptive, the brand name of Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay. And did you use it for at least 1 year minimum, meaning you took 4 injections in 1 year?
It was one every 3 months.
Once every 3 months. Okay. And when did you first start using it?
When did I first start using it? I May 2023. July 2023, around that time.
July of 2023. Okay. That's when you started.
I said July 2020. Sorry. My apologies.
Oh, okay. No problem. 2020. When did you stop using it?
2023.
Okay. And you took it for a minimum of 1 year, correct? Consistently?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Okay. And do you have a middle initial?
J.
J, okay. And is this your cell phone number, 323-891-0940?
Yes.
Okay. And I have your email as wallanisha004@gmail.com.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So it looks like you do meet the minimum requirements so far. So I'm going to go ahead and continue with the intake form. At the end of the questionnaire, I'm going to send you an electronic document to sign, just so the attorneys have permission to start working on the case. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And for the attorneys, for the legal document, can you confirm your social?
So I have to give you the social.
Yes, or the last four, just to confirm identity for the attorneys.
Okay, 2364, that's the last four.
The last four, okay, perfect. And then what is your current mailing address?
22905 South Vermont, 321 Torrance, California, 90502.
Torrance, California. Okay, I have 22905. You said South Vermont Avenue?
Yes, correct.
Okay, was there a unit number or?
321.
321, okay. Number 321. Okay, and do you have medical records that you can provide for the attorneys, either through mail or electronically or both?
Yes.
Okay. Would it be through mail, electronically, or both?
I will have to get them from the hospital.
From the hospital, okay. And you can provide them both through mail and electronically?
Yeah.
Yes, okay, perfect. And then how were you diagnosed with the meningioma? Was it a CT scan, an MRI, or both?
It was a CT scan.
A CT scan, okay.
A CT scan, an MRI, and biopsy.
Okay, and an MRI and a biopsy. Okay, so both... All right. And then the last thing we need from you is just an emergency contact number in case you become unresponsive for an extended period of time. This will prevent any disruptions in the case so that they can continue. And for that, would you like to provide someone that lives with you or lives separate?
No, I've been having the same number 6 years.
Okay. We do need an emergency contact number, somebody that you trust, either a friend or a family member.